Report: Kamala Harris regularly briefed on border crisis despite refusing responsibility. By Wendell Hasebo on June 1, 2021. Vice President Kamala Harris is reportedly regularly briefed on the border crisis, but refuses to accept responsibility for it. A Biden administration official told CNN that White House officials regularly brief the vice president on the border crisis, as she prepares to depart for a trip to Guatemala and Mexico next week as part of this project. Despite President Joe Biden handing the southern border crisis to Harris on March 24, CNN writes, Harris and her staff have made it clear that they want to focus narrowly on diplomatic efforts in Mexico and the Northern Triangle countries of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, believing the root causes of the border crisis comes from economic despair. Harris's proposed method of stopping the 178,622 encountered migrants at the border in April is to transplant American companies to South America to encourage economic opportunity in a move that will take away opportunities from Americans. We have to give people some sense of hope that if they stay, that help is on the way, she explained about her plan. It's not going to be solved overnight, it's a complex issue. If this were easy, it would have been handled years ago. Harris has also attempted to slow the crisis by holding a virtual meeting with Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador on May 7 to discuss migration. But that was not the main focus of the discussion. Instead, Harris held talks about planting trees. Harris, who had a lower approval rating than former VP Mike Pence in their respective first 100 days, visited the eastern border of the United States on April 26 to promote Biden's infrastructure package in which there is no border wall funding. When Harris was asked when she might visit the southern border, she ignored the question.